Let's talk cards, powered by Auburn Cards. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Christian Rao. We're talking cards today. Little non-sport towards the end. You got some interesting stuff about SpongeBob, which is just doing so much better than I was expecting. But you and I have been texting back and forth about Topps Chrome Basketball, which, you know, pre-orders are happening and they sold out quickly, and more information about this product is coming out. And every time we learn more about this product, the more I can't wait to rip this thing and to get into a ton of breaks.
Yeah, they look so nice. And obviously having Topps, having NBA back is really cool. I think it's the first time, 17 years? We're getting it 16 years. And of course, Topps is posting a whole bunch of, you know, advertising and promoting it. It's not coming out fully until like the first week of November. You can get mega boxes and hobby boxes. I think the last week, October 23rd, is when the hobbies and jumbos come out. But overall, it'll be in stores in the first week of November, really when NBA season is in full swing. The coolest thing that I saw, and I like that it's Jason Tatum as well. I don't know if you agree with this one or not, but he's one of the faces of the NBA for sure. Maybe not this year because of his injury, but he is the literal first Topps NBA card in 16 years. They put a card number one in the 2025 copy, a one of one Jason Tatum, and then they also stamped it with the first card stamp. That card is, I'm sure, going to go for quite a lot of money. But the look looks really good. And you go back and look at some of the old Topps NBAs from, you know, almost 20 years ago, it kind of has that same kind of swirl in the corner with that border. So they kind of had a nice little nod to the past, but then had a nice modern look to it. I really enjoy what Topps did with their NBA this year.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to think when the NFL product rolls out next year that it's going to look pretty similar. They like to kind of mirror those designs, kind of like what you saw Panini do with Prism. I can't wait. And obviously, you know, Cooper Flagg is going to be the face of this product, as he should be. He's going to be, you know, the main chase. But there's a lot of rookies in this class. Like, the timing is awesome. Like, if you weren't going to get Wimby a few years ago, like, I like a lot of the guys that are rookies from this past year's class. I actually think a lot of them for like long term are really good buys and really good values. But this class, I think, is going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be an epic chase. And I think it's going to be an awesome product for breaking as well. And so I'm excited to see, kind of the first few weeks of what this product looks like.
Yeah, it's a really fun product to break. And of course, there's going to be the ones, if you do like a pick your own team break, those are the ones that we always like to get into.
Right.
I think there's going to be a lot of teams that'll be towards the higher value. I think there will be a lot of interesting cards because of what you mentioned with the rookies being so valuable with the first release in, again, 16 years. But also, they're bringing legends into it as well. Larry Bird and Shaq both signing new trading cards in Topps Basketball. I saw one of one Larry Bird with a 45th anniversary stamp on it. Same with Shaq. Some's up to 10, up to 25. So it sounds like there's some decent signing in this. I'm sure that's not going to be the only ones that are signing. Didn't see anything from MJ. I don't know if we're getting MJ. Of course, that's
he doesn't like to sign really very haunted, much. But he doesn't like to sign very much. So, but yeah, I mean, Steph and LeBron for sure. I mean, they've been with Topps for a few years now, and that's kind of what's made.
I would
assume
we get Magic. You know, you got Larry Bird, probably get Magic Johnson because he's still in the scheme of things when it comes with sports right now. But yeah, so far, a lot of cool legends as well. So rookies, legends, you know, LeBron, this could be the first year of Topps, but could be the last year of LeBron, right? As an actual player, who knows what happens after this year. So there could be a lot of value riding on this right off the bat.
Yeah, Magic does sign in this for sure, for sure. And there's going to be fun teams that kind of emerge as far as like the value, especially if you do the PYT stuff. I'm really high on VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. Yeah. And then, so like, I think the 76ers are going to be fun. I'm going to PC Jani Broome probably. It's just kind of being an Auburn guy, but you know, Jared McCain stuff, who might be down a little bit because of his injury, but yeah, I think the 76ers are going to be a fun one. Obviously, the Lakers are always going to be great.
Iverson signs.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. It's going to be a great product. It's going to be a great product. I mean, we've had to, like, for so many years, we've battled the, okay, do you want the better autos or do you want the license? And I think some of that depends on, you know, what you've had success flipping or collecting. And I also think some of that has artificially risen some of the players that signed with Panini. Like, I think that's part of why JJ McCarthy's market was as high as it was, despite him not really doing anything up until that point, is because he was one of the few quarterbacks, I mean, him and Penix, right, where they had licensed autos. And then Rattler, for some reason, didn't get a bump at all. I mean, you can buy, I saw somebody post in a group that I'm in, an on-card Rattler auto rookie for $25. And it's like a starting quarterback in the NFL's rookie on-card auto for $25. I mean, that one still blows me away. But I do think some of these players that signed with Panini got this bump. And now with everybody, essentially everybody signing with Topps now, I think it's going to be kind of cool to see how the market adjusts to that. And also, like, what does it look like? Like, would you rather have Wimby's, like, true rookie that's unlicensed auto out of Topps from a few years ago? Or would you rather have his first licensed auto this year? I guess this would be third year, Wimby.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be kind of discussions about this. And I think the marketplace is going to probably side with the license, but I genuinely don't know. I think it's going to be fun to follow.
Yeah, the marketplace, I think initially we're going to see this really high, but I would not be surprised that because you're getting so many players being licensed inside of this product, and because it's going to become the new, like, norm, the new standard, yeah, that it bubbles prism, fast. It dips fast. I would not be shocked if that happens. So maybe, like, if you get a really good card, might be worth flipping and then buying later, buying back later if you like this one, because I think they're going, the value is going to be high at first, and then it's going to dip really quick. That's my prediction when it comes to Topps NBA Chrome.
Yeah, unless it's a rookie that just takes off, right? But yeah, especially for your vet stuff. I've seen so many breakers, and I've bought into some of it just because the prices have gone down, that are trying to dump a lot of their basketball product from last year, the last kind of bit of unlicensed stuff. And I think those products are really cool, and I don't think they, like, printed those into the ground where there's, like, a lot of low numbered stuff. Like, I was in a break for Topps Finest basketball for last year, and there were, like, so many cards, and it was a two case break, and they pulled, like, maybe five or six cards that are numbered to, like, 10 or lower. I had a Dillingham auto to 25, and it's like, it's cool, but is all that about to plummet when licensed stuff comes out? And, like, the answer to that, I think, is yes. Long term, does it stabilize and people want, like, the rookies if some of these guys break out? I don't know. It's going to be fun to see. So, but all in all, yeah, this is going to be an awesome product. Very, very excited about it.
Are you going to chase any other than Broom? Like, are you going to just go after some Auburn guys? Or, of course, if you get, like, if you pull a Cooper Flag, are you selling it or are you keeping it?
I would sell Cooper Flag. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. No, I think in breaks, I'll probably only, I only do PYT stuff. I don't do the whole, you know, spin the wheel or whatever. I would either buy Sixers or Hawks. Hawks from a fan point of view, and then Sixers because I like their rookies this year a lot.
Yeah, good point.
What about you?
I would be for that. I lean towards college basketball right now. I lean towards some of the former Gonzaga guys. So OKC would be fun with Chet, or, you know, the Nuggets with Julian Strawver. There's just a lot of really fun rookies that have been former Zags that I have really kind of liked over the years heading into the NBA. So it'd be a fun PC. I don't have any basketball that I PC right now, so I'm looking for one. So maybe that'll be the case.
When this comes out, I'm going to be trying to buy last year's Prism rookies.
That's smart. If you said the value is falling right now in breaks, it's probably going to fall when you buy your own single cards too.
Yeah. So take that for what it's worth. Do you see something interesting with non-sport?
I did. Yeah. Would you look at this? How cool is this? Topps posted this just a few days ago. Going back to the SpongeBob thing, how fun has the SpongeBob thing been? We talked about it last week about how these cartoon things with Disney Chrome and now SpongeBob, we're seeing other things pop up too with Star Wars. But this guy, and it was on Twitter X, Carlos N. Gomez is his Twitter name. In the same pack, he picked up two one-of-ones for the SpongeBob sketch cards. And it was a value box. He got it in the same exact box. Wow. Really cool stuff that he got from this SpongeBob thing. And could you imagine if you got two one of ones on the very one? It was a Mr. Krabs sketch one of one and a SpongeBob one of one. They both were inside the Krusty Krab. SpongeBob's holding his spatula. Sketch cards one of one.
Nice. Yeah, insane. I'm sure those will do well. I'm sure those will do well. Yeah, the definitely seems like there's more hits. They put more sketches in this product than they did with Disney Chrome and like a lot of the Star Wars products that we've seen over the last few years. It seems like instead of every case or every few cases, it's every few boxes, which I don't have a problem with. And I don't know if that's because they made so many more sketches or if they printed less or both. I'm not sure, but there seems to be more autos as well. I think the market and the pricing kind of reflects that they're not as big of hits from a scarcity standpoint, as you've seen in Disney Chrome, for instance, which came out, you know, the week or two before. But like we said, like I respect the product. I like it. Right. It's just, it's not for me, but it's been fun to see. One thing that I think is worth noting, and like, I don't have any of the SpongeBob cards, but we just sent off a submission to PSA yesterday. And we sent a sports bulk and a non-sport slash TCG bulk submission. So each of them have like 25 cards in it. And when we were inspecting which cards to send from Disney Chrome, because both Elijah and I did a lot of breaks, the quality control was not ideal. A lot of corners were kind of banged up. And, you know, we've done different breaks and we've both bought, you know, sealed product from different locations and stuff. So I'm curious to see what gym rates look like for this and how much people send in the PSA, because like a lot of dinged corners, similar to what we saw with Panini Prism football specifically last year. So just, we won't know until, because PSA is so backed up, we won't know for a few months, but I am going to be looking at gym rate for the Topps Chrome product, specifically Disney. And we'll see if SpongeBob is similar. I think it's something worth noting.
What do you think the reason behind that is? The fact that maybe these people aren't, you know, I'm sure that you're putting in normal breaks with people that you trust, but like, is it the product itself, or is it maybe newer people hopping into the hobby and not knowing how to take care of these cards?
I think it's probably how they're like handled pre-packaging would be my guess. Right. I mean, that's what the issue was with Panini Prism last year, just quality control issues. Topps is usually pretty solid, but the Chrome is also harder to gem because like it's easier to see blemishes and dimples and things like that because of the, you know, natural like reflective surface, if you will. So like that's some of it, but yeah, corners usually in top stuff is fine, but yeah, our situation so far, we've used different breakers and all that. So pretty consistent corner issues. So take that for what it's worth. Maybe we've just been unlucky, but I am curious to see what gym rates look like.
Any PCs for Disney Chrome since we're putting on that thing, or are these all for up for buy?
If I did, it'd be for my kids. But probably not. Probably not. Yeah. I mean, they love Elsa, but so does everyone else. And the stuff for Elsa is crazy. I'm like, I'm not buying that.
I feel like that's one of those ones where if you went and got 2024 Disney Chrome Elsa, you'd probably do better and you can get rid of the 2025 stuff.
Maybe so. Yeah, I mean, Disney's fine. I didn't really watch a whole lot of Disney until I had daughters. Stitch would be cool, but he's Stitch pretty cool. Like all the stuff that I would want, like it's way too expensive. Like everybody else likes it too. You know, there's not any kind of obscure Disney character that like interests me that I think I could get for a bargain. What about you?
Well, what you're saying basically is if you have an Elsa Disney Chrome card, you should let it go. You can tell we have kids. You can tell we have daughters.
I'm in physical pain from that. Hey, your Mariners, big win last night against the Tigers. I don't follow baseball closely, but give me a name of somebody, some teams that you expect to kind of make a run or a possible like World Series run here, where like maybe the main guy on a specific team could see a bump in the next few weeks.
Yeah, underdog cards, maybe. I mean, Cal Raleigh, Julio Rodriguez for the Mariners, not underdog cards, but those are ones definitely to pay attention to.
J-Rod is undervalued. He has been for the last 18 months, in my opinion.
And I think that it's if they go to the World Series, that'll change. Although Cal Raleigh's the one that's really being paying attention to right now is in the MVP race with Aaron Judge. Julio Rodriguez is still seen as the face of the franchise, so maybe you could get him bought in on that side. Yeah, Mariners, yeah, if they win on if they win on Wednesday, they're going to the ALCS. On the Toronto Blue Jays side, they almost swept the Yankees to go to ALCS, but you got Vlad, you know, obviously Vlad cards.
That's really what I wanted you to say.
Yeah,
Vladdy's this guy for cheap, so I'm kind of trying to time it right.
And he's always going to have a market because the name is so tied with baseball because of his dad and then him. And then of course the iconic look of Vlad Jr. So I think he's always going to have a market, but Bo Bichette in there as well for some Blue Jays cards. One that I will mention as well. And you can always get the Ohtanis and the Judges and things like that. The Yankees, Dodgers still in there. Bryce Terang of the Brewers. That could be a small hit. A one that's maybe not many people are paying attention to. Maybe a lot of people be looking at Jackson Churio. But Bryce Terang, if you can find maybe some numbered cards from him, maybe an on-card auto, be worth holding on to.
Okay, interesting. That was great. You answered that question exactly how I wanted you to. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because I'd never heard of that last guy you mentioned. So,
oh, Bryce Terang. Yeah, Brewers are one of those sneaky teams that have
the Brewers
really
playing
good
right now?
Brewers are playing the Cubs. Yeah, and got Brewers, if I think they can win it on Wednesday as well. They can sweep the Cubs. So, Cubs also have Pete Crow Armstrong. Of course, that's a name that's probably been overvalued in the market. But
yeah, no, he's electric for sure. Yeah, I think a lot of people were buying him too leading up to the National because it was in Chicago. So like, I think there's a few reasons why his, and he also plays for the Cubs. I mean, that's just such a strong fan
base. He broke out at the perfect time at the end of the season last year. So then you had all the offseason hype, and then the Cubs actually are good this year for the first time in quite some time since like their 2016 run. And he's been around the face of it. He's an electric center fielder, don't get me wrong. But I think you're going to see his value start to drop. Bryce Terang, to me, seems like one of those names. Jacob Mizorowski, the pitcher for the Brewers, too, could be, dare I say, could have the next Skeens-like push for a pitcher as well.
I love that. I love that.
He throws 104.
That's insane. Yeah. Christian Rau, how can people check out everything you've got going on?
Well, on Twitter, Christian S. Rau is the best place you can find me. We're always dropping new stuff. And then, of course, right here, Mondays and Wednesdays on Let's Talk Cards.
Yes, please like the video. Please subscribe. We'll see you next time. We're always talking cards. This is Let's Talk Cards, powered by Auburn Cards.